And the excuse me, the following segment on KROC AM is sponsored and paid for by Gary's Appliance Service. As you can tell, I'm all choked up about
it. That's right, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. Gary Drug is in the studio. How you doing, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
All right, so what are we talking about today, Gary?
Serviceability.
Serviceability. Definition
from dictionary.com.
All right.
Capable of being used, worn, repaired easily.
Mm.
The engineers of today seem to have forgotten about this word. Many of the changes can also be blamed on the finished product designers. They want their products to be very attractive at all costs, and this process can toss common sense to the wayside.
So you're looking at, more disposable things? Or it's just from a servicer standpoint, it's
to be able to get parts and things?
Yeah. Well, even when you said disposal, your garbage disposal, if you put it in one sink, then the model number's right in the front.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in the other sink, it's in the back. So we say, why don't you put it on both sides? Well, it's not pretty then. Well, I mean,
it's under the sink anyway.
It's under the sink, and nobody cares if it's pink, you know?
We only care when we need to know what it is, and then we can't get our head back there. So,
right.
Yeah.
I noticed serviceability first many years ago when I was working for Sears repairing televisions. During this time, Sears owned their own television manufacturing company called Warwick. Their latest and greatest model was winning performance awards in the late 70s. But inside, the engineers had overlapped the circuit boards, requiring removal of several boards to get to the one you needed to fix. Yeah, we used to fix boards.
Hmm.
We were told at the training session when the question of why did you overlap the boards was asked, and the standard reply was, I don't know why they made it that way. And then one of the trainers said we went to a tour of the factory with one of the design engineers that had built the board, built the TV,
mm-hmm.
and they asked him why did they do it that way. And that's what he said, too. I don't know why they did it that way. And he made it.
So in other words, nobody questioned him during the process. They just said, does it work? Yep, okay.
It's always been done that way.
Yeah.
Yep. For years, the washer and dryer manufacturers tried to catch up with Maytag for front serviceability. Every brand became great machines to repair because you didn't have to move them out, crawl behind them while praying you didn't tear or scratch the floor worse than it already was. Now many have gone backwards, requiring rear service again. The early front-load washers and dryers all had front service access panels, but most of the brands now have eliminated this time-saving feature in favor of being more attractive.
So is the consumer the one that wants it to be attractive and they don't care about how functional it is or how easy it is to service? Or is this, why wouldn't you make it easier to service?
Well,
because that's what they do.
Well, yeah, and it does come a lot from consumer demand. You know, if somebody makes one that doesn't have the door on the front and somebody sees that when they're shopping, they go, well, I don't like the way that looks on
mm-hmm.
the front.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, and the example I ran into this week was a big front load washer and dryer set under a counter in a very nice laundry room. The dryer was squeaking, so I had to pull the washer out from under the counter just to reach to unhook the dryer vent, then pull the dryer out, remove the top, remove the console, take the whole front off, which requires disconnecting 5 wire harnesses, and then finally remove the drum just to get to the squeaking belt tightener, then reassemble, service time about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Previous model, same dryer, head to access panel, remove the access panel, reach in, remove the idler pulley, install the new one, reinstall the access panel, done in a half an hour or less on a good day. So just like the new cars, most appliances cost more, and they're more difficult to repair.
Bottom line is, I think if you're thinking of getting a new appliance, whether it's a washer, dryer, dishwasher, whatever, call Gary and ask if this is one that's easily serviceable. If you decided to, you know, if you want one that's going to last for a long, long time.
Well, it might not even be a bad question to ask when you're in the process of purchasing. How serviceable is this? Mm-hmm. How easy is this to repair?
And then how honest are they?
Yeah.
They're trying to make a sale.
Too. You know, the salesmen don't fix them.
That's a good point.
You know.
They're more about the looks. And
you know, and then people for years have always said, well, you know, which one should I buy, or which ones do you fix the most? Well, you know, the only ones I see are the broken ones, and when I'm, you know, anymore, when I'm not fooling around with the warranty companies, you know, most of the stuff isn't, you know, it isn't brand new, you know, it's a year or two or whatever old, you know, it's past, because they only have a year warranty on it, don't they? You know, unless you're buying a contract or something. So.
And hopefully they last at least a year,
Well, the salesman will tell you that, you know, that they're 10-year appliances. They're they're making them to sell. They aren't making them to fix.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, if you need something fixed, need service, advice, or just a part, call Gary at 226-8300 or send him an email at gdrug@hotmail.com and make sure to use a part number or service question, something on the subject line. Right, Gary?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. However, if I should need to order a part, most will come overnight without shipping. But I do work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.